Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. We're gonna get the church crunk on this one. They're gonna be dancing in the aisles on this one. Yeah. Gonna have to take your heels off of this one. Anointed truth. Let's go. Spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head,
better bob your head.
Spirit make you move your feet. You better move your feet,
better move your feet.
The spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock
I'm
lean.
Like this, but the dance, I'ma close.
Yeah,
cause I know I've been chosen.
Come on.
If the spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head,
you better bob your head.
If the spirit make you move your feet, you better move your feet,
better move your feet.
The spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock
I'm
lean.
Like this, but the dance, I'ma close.
Why?
Cause I know I've been chosen. I can feel the spirit all in the building. It's going down from the floor up to the ceiling. Drop the black prince of preachers and we sold a million. We independent, so we made a killing. And Alexis told me that we was winning. He prophesied it. I guess he knew it from the beginning. They think we dealing the way we live. And the only thing we giving is deliverance.
Yeah.
I got that word, I'm the plug if you need it. The truth is what I'm speaking, I'm not trying to sound conceited. It's all God's plan, he's the mastermind. He told me it's my time, and then he gave me mine. Man,
if spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head,
you better bob your head.
If spirit make you move your feet, you better move your feet,
you better move your feet.
If spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
I'm like this, but the dance, I'ma close.
Yeah, cause I know I've been chosen.
If spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head,
you better bob your head.
If spirit make you move your feet, you better move your feet,
better move your feet.
If spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
I'm like this, but the dance, I'ma close.
Why? Cause I know I've been chosen. I enter in his courts with praises. You just praying, but what is you saying? My blessings creeping up like Jason. You can't beat God given, I'm just saying. You see, I make hits. I know you feel this. My ghost writer's the Holy Spirit. You get it? I say in Christ, cause he the realest. I guess this record sacrifice, cause I just killed it.
Okay.
Stop with the poker face.
Uh-huh.
You know what the deal is. When haters try, I'll let you know. But look, I'm still here. I'm in the fast lane, fifth gear wheel spinning. This song's so fire that I don't need to hook the engine. I'm in the fast lane, fifth gear wheel spinning. This song's so fire that I don't need to hook the engine.
Amen, amen. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. We want to welcome everybody tonight. Amen, and you know what it is. We got that word. Praise God. We're going to bring a dynamic word. Hallelujah to you on tonight, everybody. Amen. Out there on the airwaves, we thank God for y'all tuning in on tonight. Praise God. We're going to get started with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you for allowing us to come together tonight in your name. And Lord, we want to ask that your Holy Spirit move in a mighty way, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you in advance for all the revelation knowledge that you are about to download into our souls on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we just want to praise your name. We want to magnify you. And Lord, we want to hear from you on tonight. Hallelujah. And we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we magnify you, for you are truly worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. And we lift your name up high and holy on tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen on tonight. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. We're going to not waste any time on tonight. We're going to get right. Hallelujah to the word on tonight. Amen. For those of you that are listening in and want to follow along, praise God, we're going to be going to the book of Daniel, chapter 3. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to be starting, amen, at verse 8. Daniel chapter 3. Hallelujah. Starting at verse 8. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And the basic subject, hallelujah, for tonight's word, amen, is stand on the word of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Nothing fancy, nothing, hallelujah, poetic, nothing epic about it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just a basic principle of stand, hallelujah, on the word of God. Praise God. When we start at chapter 3, verse 8 of the book of Daniel, it reads, "Wherefore, in that time, certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews." Praise God. "They spake and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psalter, and the declaimer, and all kinds of music shall fall and worship the golden image. But whoso falleth not down and worshipeth, that he should be cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace." Let me stop right there and explain. Well, it's kind of self-explanatory, praise God, but if you want to go back and read, hallelujah, amen, you can start at verse 1. Nebuchadnezzar the king made a statue of himself. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he made a decree that every time you hear the music, you are supposed to stop and worship the statue. Praise God. Hallelujah. And not to get off the subject too far, but a lot of us have heard this story before, and we always say if we were in this situation, we'd do the same thing that these three Hebrew boys were. We said we wouldn't fall and worship, hallelujah, amen, this statue when the music plays. Praise God, hallelujah. And some of us even we can't even relate to being in this situation. Praise God, hallelujah. But we are always put in this situation. Praise God. Every time we go to a football game, a baseball game, basketball game, any sporting event, praise God, hallelujah. When we go to any public ceremony, hallelujah, anything to do with the government, we're always put in this situation to where the music plays. Hallelujah. We have to stop and worship. Hallelujah. Amen. When you hear the Star Spangled Banner, you got to stop and you got to worship that flag. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We got to stop and worship that image. We call it being patriotic. Hallelujah. We make excuses for doing it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because we love our country. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. But there's no doubt these men love, they love the king despite of who he was. They love the king. Praise God. But they wasn't about to worship his image. But America has talked us into every time we hear the music. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have to stop. Hallelujah. We have to worship this. And if we don't, there are consequences. Praise God. Hallelujah. They like to say it's not. Hallelujah. But there are. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just like it says right here, the Chaldeans, they're accusing the Jews. They're accusing the people of God. Hallelujah. So you have to understand the whole situation here. What's happening is Babylon has came over and taken over. Hallelujah. The land of God. They done took over Jerusalem. They done took over Israel. They running all this right now. Praise God. They in control. When you read the book of Daniel, you learn Daniel feels like he's in the revelation of Jeremiah. Praise God. When Jeremiah gave us the revelation that Babylon would come in and take over, Daniel says, I'm living in the town Jeremiah was talking about. Hallelujah. However, amen, the certain Jews were not affected by the takeover. Praise God. Hallelujah. Why weren't these certain Jews affected by the takeover? Because they were chosen by God. They were led by God. They had faith in God. Hallelujah. And they followed God. And they did what God told them to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. So Daniel, I ain't going to get into the story, but Daniel and his friends ended up with position. Hallelujah. In the government of Babylon after they took over. Praise God. Hallelujah. So what seemed like a curse, hallelujah, what was actually a punishment, hallelujah, to most of Israel for them falling away from God, ended up being a blessing to certain Jews. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because they kept the faith in God. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why we don't have to worry about any takeovers. We ain't got to worry about, hallelujah, any outsiders coming in and doing this and doing that, because we won't be affected. Praise God. Don't you know, I hate to say it like this, don't you know during slavery there were certain slaves that wasn't quite affected like, hallelujah, others were? They were like Joseph. Joseph was a slave, but Joseph had a good job as a slave. He didn't even feel like a slave. Praise God. Hallelujah. Certain people aren't affected by the conditions of everybody else. Praise God. Some of us really, hallelujah, live by, I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world. I'm here, but I'm not here. I don't have to live. I live in a bubble that just happens to be floating around in your atmosphere. Praise God. Hallelujah. Things that are affecting you are not affecting me. Praise God. You can be living in the same house with people and things that are affecting them are not affecting you. Hallelujah. Because you are believing the word of God. Hallelujah. They believe in the word of the world. Praise God. Hallelujah. You look at the others around you and you see them worrying about this and worrying about that. Hallelujah. Praise God. And they look foolish to you. But the crazy part is you look foolish to them. Praise God. Because you're sitting there in the same situation, but you're not worried about a thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Daniel and his three friends, they didn't have to worry about anything. Hallelujah. Praise God, because God had his hand on their life. Hallelujah. So when Babylon came in and took over, well, many, hallelujah, fell destitute. They gained promotion. Hallelujah. They gained titles. They gained, hallelujah, finances. Hallelujah. They moved up. Praise God. Despite what was going on, they moved up. Somebody knocking? Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So now there's come a situation where basically the people that wasn't people of God, that worked, praise God, with the Jews, that worked in government, hallelujah, are jealous. Praise God. They jealous of you because you didn't. Some of us are in these situations now at work. Hallelujah. Maybe even at the church, because you done noticed that you ain't, some of these people around you ain't. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But they see that you are what they say they are. Hallelujah. Amen. You really are anointed, because you really are gifted, and you really are following God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And people are jealous because of your position. First of all, you're outside. How you coming in? Hallelujah, moving up. Praise God, hallelujah. How you come in with authority? Praise God, hallelujah. And they jealous of this. Praise God, hallelujah. So they want to accuse you. Some of y'all being accused right now, and you wonder, where is this coming from? We just ate lunch together, and here he come back telling the boss. Hallelujah, praise God, because I told, see, that's the problem. People always say, don't talk too much. Hallelujah, don't tell too much of your business. Hallelujah, praise God. But you got to understand that everything in the word of God goes against you telling me, because the people that use Joseph, hallelujah, story and say, don't tell everybody your business because everybody ain't there for it. Hallelujah. You see what happened to Joseph. He told his brothers the dream, and they threw him in the pit. But if he wouldn't have told them, they wouldn't have thrown him in the pit. Praise God. But then he wouldn't have been sold into slavery and ended up in Potiphar's house. Praise God. And then he wouldn't have went from Potiphar's house to the prison. Praise God. But then he wouldn't have went from the prison to the palace. Hallelujah. This is my thing that I've come into, praise God, because praise God, people always tell you, watch your mouth because your haters are out there listening to you. Hallelujah. Praise God. But if the word of God says that he will make my enemies my footstool, praise God, you got to use the logic I'm using. Hallelujah. If he's making my enemies my footstool, then the more enemies I have, the higher I'm going to fly. Praise God. Hallelujah. Look how many enemies Jesus had. And today, the ministry they tried to shut down 2,000 years ago is the most dominant ministry in the world today. Hallelujah. Because he had so many enemies. Hallelujah. He just had 12 following, and he had a few he didn't heal. They didn't sail away. You don't know where nobody else is. And when he died, wasn't the three of them there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And two of them was women. Praise God. His mama. Hallelujah. And Mary Magdalene. Hallelujah. Amen. Everybody else gone. Everybody else was the enemy. Praise God. Hallelujah. But because of it, he had so many enemies, but now he has so many followers. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some of us are scared of the enemy. Are you scared of the enemy? Praise God. Because if he's going to make him your footstool, praise God, then you're going to cry. If he's going to prepare a table in the presence of your enemies, then the more enemies you got, the bigger your table going to be. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And these guys here were ready to hate. Now watch this. This is what happens a lot of times. We have rules and regulations, and some things ain't even written. Some things in certain environments you are just expected not to say, or you are expected to say. You are expected not to do this. You're not expected to talk about this, and don't say nothing about that, and just go along with this. Praise God. Hallelujah. No matter what it may be. At a job, praise God, hallelujah, they may have you doing something you do. It ain't exactly wrong, but it's wrong. Hallelujah. It ain't nothing that's going to change nobody's life, but it's wrong. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. One example, working in fast food, the surveys on the receipts. For years, we were doing the surveys ourselves as the members. Praise God, because we needed good reviews. To us, we're not hurting nobody, but ain't that one of the Ten Commandments is not to bear false witness. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we bear false witness, not knowing, hallelujah, operating in ignorance, we're doing something wrong. Glory to God. It's not hurting nobody, but you're doing, hallelujah, something that's wrong. Praise God. And some of us are doing stuff at the job that we haven't even come into the realization that it's wrong. But when we do, hallelujah, do we make it right? Or when we confronted with it and we know it's wrong, do we say, no, I ain't doing that? Point blank. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't want to get too far. Let me say, amen. So what's going on right now? The Jews, these three guys, certain Jews, hallelujah, amen. Praise God. According to them, praise God. Hallelujah. And what they done did, they done went to the man that made the rules. And said, now you said this, right? Praise God, hallelujah. See, when people go to the books, what they are trying to do is take that other person's emotion out of the situation. Because you might be one of the best employees up there. You might be making the company more money than they are. That might be why they're jealous, praise God. Hallelujah. So to avoid all that, all those technicalities, let's go straight to the book. And, you know, a lot of people, a lot of preachers, they try to put salt on your name. They try to, you know, like I just said, throw salt on your name, make you look bad, talk down on you. Praise God. People in the church do this. Praise. They don't necessarily got to be a preacher. They might just know the word. Hallelujah. They might even not even know the word. They just might know a few scriptures and throw them at you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. To get past everything else, let the word say this. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. It says this. This is the letter of the law. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. So whatever you have to rebut, when I feel like this, well, it don't matter how you feel. The law says this. The word says this. It is written. Praise God. Hallelujah. And look what they say. He said in verse 11, and whoever falls not down in worship shall be cast into the midst. That's the middle of the burning fiery furnace. And then verse 12, there are certain Jews. Wait, I got to stop right there. It ain't even a comma, but I'm going to stop anyway. Because they say there are certain Jews. So there are certain children of God. So that means that if there are certain children of God that ain't doing this, that means the majority are. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That means the majority are going along with the world. They are going along with this decree. They are going along with this law. The majority are doing it. Praise God. Not the minority. See, the certain are the minority, which means the few. Praise God. Hallelujah. And some of us that are listening tonight, you are one of those few. Praise God. That's why you're so visible, because when the music plays, hallelujah, you don't stop. You keep doing what you're doing. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you of course you're going to get accused. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why the pirates just stand on the word of God, because of course you're going to get accused, but you got to have confidence that whatever kind of fiery furnace, whatever the consequence could be, that you will survive the consequence. So, Lord have mercy. Let me not get ahead of myself. Praise God. Hallelujah. So they said there are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon. Certain Jews you put in power. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, that makes it even worse if I put you in position and you're not doing what I say. You ever hired a friend and you had to make an example? I didn't have to fire a friend before, because I had to make an example. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because I hired you, and if I allow you to do this, I got to allow them to do this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See how they coming at this? And this is not only for the one, hallelujah, that are accused. This is also for you that are in power. When people come to you with accusations, praise God, why are they coming to you with it? Do they really care about your little funky decree? Hallelujah. That's what you got to ask is, why are they coming to me with this price, this information? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You got to have your discernment on point, because you may make a decision based on, hallelujah, them trying to get into your emotions. So, well, these guys that you hired, you hired them now. You got this law in place. So are you going to allow the man that you hired to disobey the law you put in place? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So he said they start naming them up. It's Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It said, these men, O king, have not regarded thee. They don't care. Well, hallelujah, praise God. They serve not their gods, nor worship the golden image which thou set up. Hallelujah. Amen. This gonna translate, they going in on. These men don't care nothing about what you talk about. They don't worship your God. This is what, when you say, see, a lot of us don't, well, I don't worship their God. That's not what he's saying. When you got to break, they don't believe in nothing you believe in. Praise God. They done pulled the wool over your eyes. They don't believe in nothing you believe. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. They don't even regard thee. They don't even put you. They don't recognize your authority. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is how people, amen. This is why you shouldn't let people, amen, in your relationships, because they always want to tell you how the other person feels about you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the truth is, they don't know how you feel. They just know what you did. They don't know your reasoning behind it. That's the one thing when police try to prosecute a case. The one thing they want to make sure they have besides evidence and all this other stuff is a motive, a why. Praise God. They want to know why you did this. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So right now, these men are being accused, and the people that's accused them are going in, and they got into the king's head. In verse 13, it says, then Nebuchadnezzar in his rage and fury commanded, bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. All this information made him mad. Have you ever been in the king situation? Because I pray to God you ain't been in the Sheldon situation. I pray to God you ain't been jealous of somebody else and went and accused them just so you could dip them out the way, praise God. Because you that's the one side you shouldn't be on, praise God. But if you are, you can always hop on the other side. Praise God, hallelujah. You can always hop on the side of right. Praise God. It's never too late until your eyes are closed and they ain't opening no more. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. So I want you to be in the king's position. And do you remember when that person came to you and tried to tell you something about somebody else, how they felt? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And the truth is, you don't know, hallelujah, how they feel. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then it says, then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that ye do not serve my God, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, if ye be ready that at the time that ye hear the sound of the music, ye bow down and worship the image which I have made, well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hand? Hallelujah, praise God. So the king just basically said, hallelujah, amen. When the time comes back around, before they could even answer the question, he said, when the time comes back around, if y'all don't fall and worship, I'm going to throw you into that fiery furnace. And who's going to deliver you? Your God going to deliver you out of that? Praise God. If you don't do what I say, hallelujah, I will throw you into the fire. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. In verse 16, amen. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said unto the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. Hallelujah. Praise God. We are not careful to answer thee in this matter. In other words, we don't have to give you an explanation about this. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is a subject that I'm not going to go back and forth with you about it. Praise God. Let me read a little bit further. He said, if it be so, our God, whom serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O King. Praise God. Hallelujah. But if not, Be it known unto thee, O King, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast up. Praise God. Hallelujah. So they said, we don't really have to answer to you when it comes to this. Hallelujah. Praise God. But if you want to throw us into the fiery furnace, our God that we serve will deliver us out of it. And if he don't, he could have. And either way, we are not going to worship your golden image. And we are not going to serve your God. We are not going to bend. We are not going to break. Hallelujah. On this issue, they stood on what they believed. Praise God, hallelujah. They stood on what they believed. Praise God, hallelujah. And they said, we will take our punishment. Some of y'all won't take y'all punishment. Some of y'all won't take determination. Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of y'all going to do what you got to do to keep that job. Hallelujah. Whether it be lying on somebody else, praise God, or sign a piece of paper that you know you wasn't there to witness, praise God, hallelujah. Amen. Whatever the case may be, you going to do, hallelujah, whatever you got to do to keep that job. Maybe it'll be taking that shot. Maybe you'll take that shot, hallelujah, to keep that job, hallelujah, even though you might believe the shot might be other than what they say it is. Even though you might believe it ain't working, you might believe it's some walk of the beach, you might believe it has a tracker, it ain't tracking you. Whatever you believe, you're going to go against what you believe so you can keep that job, because you don't want to be thrown in the fiery furnace. You don't want to go through nothing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And in verse 19, it says, then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his vices was changed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, therefore he spoke and commanded that they should heat the fiery furnace 1/7 times more than it was. Won't to be heated. Praise God. And he commanded that the mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the fiery furnace. Praise God. So they were punished. Praise God. Hallelujah. They were punished. I have to stop there, because a lot of us believe, or some of us have the misinterpretation that if we stand on the word of God, then we won't get punished. Praise God. Hallelujah. And sometimes standing on the word of God means you are going to get punished because you will be disobeying the law of the land. Praise God, hallelujah. Sometimes standing on the word of God means you will be disobeying the law of the land and you will have to take the punishment. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. To some people, that sounds like bad news. Hallelujah, praise God, because I don't want to be punished. Because why? I'm scared of the punishment. I'm in fear of the punishment. Hallelujah, praise God. And not so much the punishment, it's the result of the punishment that I'm scared of. See, in this case, the fiery furnace could kill them. Praise God, hallelujah. In your case, the fiery furnace might be unemployment. Hallelujah. In your case, the fiery furnace might be losing your 501c3. Hallelujah. In your case, the fiery furnace might be risking your retirement fund. Praise God. Hallelujah. Your membership with your church. Hallelujah. The job you've been on for 25 years. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Your fiery furnace is whatever punishment will be the result of you standing on the word of God. Hallelujah. But like the Bible says, you have to do all that you can just to stand. Praise God. So they were bound. They were tied up in the clothes that they had on. They were tied up. Praise God. Hallelujah. And they were thrown into the midst, the middle of the fiery furnace. Praise God. But praise God, this is not where the story ends. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And verse, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. In verse 22, it says, therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire slew the men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Praise God. Hallelujah. So the fire was so hot because the king said, it says his command was so urgent, which means we got it ASAP. I want this done now because they didn't have time to figure out anything. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. The men that went to throw the men into the fire got burned up. I want you to understand that the scripture says that the men got burned up that took them up there, not Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So it says in verse 23, and these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the fiery furnace. They fell down bound. So they tied up on the floor of the furnace. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And Nebuchadnezzar. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 24. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished and rose up in haste. I mean, he got up there and spake and said unto his counselor, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? Hallelujah. They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. So when they looked into the furnace, the king saw four men loose and walking around. Hallelujah. They were bound before they were thrown into the fire. Hallelujah. Praise God. Bound. That means they were restricted. Hallelujah. That means that there were some things that they wanted to do, but they couldn't do. Because they were bound by the law. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. They couldn't move around like they wanted to because they were bound. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But the result of them disobeying the law which had them bound set them free. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Following the law of God and disobeying the law of man set them free from the law of man. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So he looked up. He see them walking around free. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And praise God. Verse 26, it says, then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and hither. Then Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fight, and the princes, the governors, the captains, the kings, the counselors, being gathered together, saw these men upon bodies, the fire had no power. Now was their hair of their head singed, neither their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on to them. They had been through a heated situation, praise God, for lack of a better term. They have been through a heated situation, praise God, hallelujah. But the what they've been through didn't affect them, hallelujah. This is a illustration of what was actually going on in the land in which they are living in. Praise God, hallelujah. Everything that's going on around them is not affecting them no matter how bad it is. Glory to God. And some of us, no matter how bad the conditions are, we are not affected by it. Glory to God, hallelujah. Why? Praise God, because we know how we have faith in our God. See that faith. God will get you out of anything if you got faith in. Praise God. God is looking for people that are in dire situations that have faith in him to get them out of it, that believe God can get me out of it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they said, I believe God can get me out of it before I even get in. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And look, when they came out, they were in front of all of the mighty people. Everybody that had any kind of authority was there to witness this. Praise God. Don't you know, amen, it's going to be some big wigs witnessing your situation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they're going to be astonished. Hallelujah, that you went through all that fire and you ain't a hair on your head burnt. Glory to God. You don't even smell like smoke. You don't smell like the situation you've been through. You don't look like the situation you've been through. Matter of fact, you look better. But because before you went into the situation, you were bound. I know you were bound because I saw you being bound. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But when you came out of it, you weren't bound. So the only thing that got burnt in this situation was the thing that had been bound. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of us are trying to avoid the punishment by going along with the situation. But sometimes if we go ahead with the punishment will alleviate us from the situation. Hallelujah. Because if the punishment don't work on you, hallelujah, if you come out better than what you looked like when you went in, glory to God, hallelujah. Let's see what happens, praise God, hallelujah. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Look, they have caused this man to convert. Hallelujah, praise God. Why? Because I threw everything I had at you. God had to be with you. Hallelujah, praise God. Because I know what I did to you. And for you to survive what I did to you, and for the people that I had with me to die, glory to God. See, you should have been the one dead. They didn't even touch the fire. Hallelujah, praise God. And the fire reached out and got them. I put you in the midst of the fire, and you did not burn. Praise God. Hallelujah. Blessed be your God. Hallelujah. We talked about earlier, God making your enemies your footstool. And some of us, the Lord says, some of us don't mind having those little enemies, the shadings. Hallelujah, the settlings, however you pronounce it. We don't mind the co-workers. We'll talk so much crap to the co-workers, to the other congregation, to people that's on the island. We'll talk so, oh, I don't care what the boss say. I ain't doing this. I ain't doing that because it ain't right. I ain't doing it. But when the boss come around and say, is you going to do it? Oh, yes, sir, I'm going to do it. I don't know who lied and told you that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But these men stood on what they said and said, I don't really have to explain this to you, tell you the truth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So he said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and have sent his angel to deliver his servant that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word, and yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Now he got some respect in him. He said, y'all wouldn't bend, y'all wouldn't break, y'all took the punishment, y'all survived it, and y'all came out of it, and he helped, and God's the one that delivered you from it. Because y'all trusted in him. Some people respect you more for standing on your own core values. Hallelujah. Sometimes you think you win people over by going along with them, and they lose a respect for you. I'm sitting over here thinking, if you do everything I say, what do you believe in? What do you have anything to stand on yourself? Do you have any kind of opinion on this subject, or you just gonna go with whatever I say? Glory to God, hallelujah. Well, whatever you say, boss, praise God, hallelujah. Amen. You don't gain respect from that. They don't kissing behind don't gain nothing, hallelujah. That's why in the beginning he said, they say there's certain Jews. It ain't all these people that say they say. Most of them go along with it, but it's a few. Glory to God. It's a few, hallelujah, that said it was wrong. They was talking cash money. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. And they're going to come back and tell it. Glory to God, hallelujah. But look at the end result. Praise God, verse 29. Look what the king said. Therefore, I make a decree. He's making another law. Glory to God. Because of this situation, they have changed the course of history because of this situation. Hallelujah. This man has made a law. Hallelujah. What the law say? That every people, nation, and language would speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Hallelujah. Shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. He made a decree that if you talk, if you say anything bad about these boys, God, I will cut you up and turn your house into a dunghill. That's where they scoop the feces. That's where they take the boo-boo. They will turn your house into a trash compound. Glory to God. After they kill you and cut you up into pieces. Glory to God. And he said, because can't no other God do what this God just did. Hallelujah. And he said, no other God. So therefore, even though he was serving these other gods, watch this. He said, God said, don't put no other God before me. He said, this other God is before all my other gods. I got to tell you, I met this God, and this God saved these guys out this fire. And he killed my guy and saved his. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And watch this, verse 30. And this is the end of the chapter right here. It says, then the king promoted. Glory to God. See, you thought you was going to lose your job because you stood on what was right. And actually, God gave you a promotion. Praise God, hallelujah. And the crazy part, it's the person that threw you into the fire. Glory to God, hallelujah. They gave you a promise. Now you know, glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Now you know the same men that was talking noise before. They got you thrown in the fire. Now you know they hot. Hallelujah, praise God. You know they mad. Glory to God, hallelujah. And you know they're going to be looking for another way to bring you down. Hallelujah, amen. But guess what? We don't have to worry about that. This is the only, we just want stories, but this is the only one we need. Because if he did it here, he'll do it again. Glory to God, hallelujah. Because they don't hate him. Look, they don't stop hate. That is what they do. I don't know if it's in their blood, DNA, the demons, praise God, whatever they're going through, whatever their situation is, they are going to hate on you. Glory to God, hallelujah. One, because you stand on the word of truth. Two, hallelujah, amen, because you don't bend and you don't fall. And three, because you let everybody know. Glory to God, hallelujah. I'm standing on the word of God. I ain't doing it. Hallelujah. Praise God. No matter what punishment you throw at me, Hallelujah. Amen. If God allowed me to get fired from this job, it's because we got one job. Hallelujah. If God allowed these friends to fall away from me, that means he got some better friends for me. Glory to God. If God allowed me to get kicked out of this church, hallelujah, that means he got another church that's better for me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If God allowed these things to happen, it's for my better. Hallelujah. Amen. But either way, if he don't deliver me, he could have. Hallelujah. But either way, I'm not going to bow. Either way, I'm not going to bitch. Either way, I'm not going to fall. And that's the attitude God wants us to have, praise God, when it comes to his word. We need to stand by what God told us. Hallelujah. Praise God. We quit to stand by what mama told us. Daddy told us this. My third grade teacher said this. My pastor said that. But what did God say? Praise God. Hallelujah. Whether you got a revelation from God, whether you read it in the word of God, what did God say about it? Glory to God. And are you willing to stick, hallelujah, by what God say? Glory to God. Because when you stick by what God say, things happen. Hallelujah. Doors get open. Opportunities come your way that otherwise wouldn't have come. They would not have gotten promoted if they'd have bowed down. And it seems like it should have been the other way around. It seems like if they was following the rules and doing everything the king was telling them to do, them the ones should be promoted. It seems like the snitches should be promoted. Hallelujah. They snitched. They the ones saying they wasn't doing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They should get away. That's probably what they was going after, but they didn't get it. They planned backfire in their face. Maybe this is why the scriptures say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because the gun is going to backfire. Hallelujah. You're going to end up shooting yourself. You're going to end up stabbing yourself. Hallelujah. How they say it? You done shot yourself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you shouldn't worry about your haters. Amen. Like everybody say, let your haters be your motivators. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. You shouldn't worry about the status quo, because the status quo means this is what everybody's basically saying is right, even though you know it's wrong. If you stand by what's right and do what's right, even the person that made the law, hallelujah, amen, can change their mind. Look, let me go back. Look what he said. He said in verse 28. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants and trusted in him, and have changed the king's word. Praise God. Hallelujah. You could make a difference just by standing on your belief. Look, they didn't even do nothing in his life. They didn't minister to him. They didn't lay hands on him. They didn't give him no advice. They didn't teach him any teachings of Jeremiah. They didn't do none of that. They stood by their own word, the word that God gave them. Hallelujah, praise God. And him seeing that made him change his word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Him doing that made him change a lot. Hallelujah. His law, hallelujah, made God the most supreme God of all gods. Hallelujah. His law, because they stood on God's word. Hallelujah. They caused the king to put God in his proper place. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. See, the pagans, we getting ready to get out of here, but let me explain real quick. Them pagans, they worshiped all these gods, but there was one that all of them had statues, except one. Hallelujah. Amen. And that was our God. And they called our God, Jesus, whatever you want to call our God. Praise God. They called our God the unknown God. They didn't know what to call. Hallelujah, praise God. But because of this decree, this decree made the unknown God. Hallelujah. The God that wasn't nobody talking about in the world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The God that most of them, the Babylonians, didn't know. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because of what these three boys did, a whole nation got to learn that this is the supreme God. The God that you don't know about is the supreme God, the unknown God, the God that you can't see is supreme over the gods that you can see. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. What you are doing, amen, might save everybody at your job. It might actually save everybody at your church. Hallelujah. Amen. It might save your neighborhood. It might change things. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you got to be willing to go through the punishment. That's the one thing the Lord said we got to take away from this is don't think we are going to avoid man's punishment. But the punishment actually is going to equal the promotion. Hallelujah. It won't look like it at first, the Lord said. Because all these boys saw was they was getting tired of. Hallelujah. I know what they said. Hallelujah. Before that fire came, glory to God. And they stood by what they said before they got close to the furnace, praise God, hallelujah. They stood by once they got thrown in it, but imagine, hallelujah, even saying and standing on it and believing, hallelujah, praise God, the closer they got, the hotter it was, glory to God. Hallelujah. They felt the heat, but it didn't have no effect. See, some of us, when we start feeling the heat, oh, Lord, we get scared. Glory to God. We ain't even in the fire yet. We just heard. Well, if you do this, oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. We get scared. We ain't even in the fire. We just heard. This might happen. If you do that, that might happen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're living in fear. Praise God. Hallelujah. Of what man can do. Hallelujah. But if God be for you, who is the world? Amen, can be against you. Hallelujah. And these three boys understood that. Hallelujah. And even though they felt the heat, hallelujah, no doubt they got scared the closer they got. They stood by it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But that fiery furnace was hot. Hallelujah. They felt the heat. But they were able to walk right up out of it. Glory to God. Didn't nobody have to get them out. Hallelujah. They just walked out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't you know God has built you to take the heat? Hallelujah. Amen. You don't even look like you can take the heat. Glory to God. Remember, the strong, mighty men of valor, the big, strong soldiers took them up there, and the heat burnt them up. They looked like they could take it, but they couldn't. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But God built you to take the heat. Hallelujah. He built you to go through it. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. In the right concept, that punishment equals promotion. When you stand on the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. They might do this. They might do that. So what? Glory to God. Hallelujah. People scared of getting counsel before they get started. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But if you got God on your side, hallelujah, you shouldn't be scared of me too. You shouldn't be scared of cancel culture. You shouldn't be scared, hallelujah, of anything the world can throw at you. Hallelujah, because you got God on your side. You should thank God for the fire. Hallelujah, praise God, because the fire is going to equal the promotion. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're going to end up going up. Everybody that's trying to bring you down, all they're doing is pushing you up. I'm starting to think up is down and down is up because the further you push me down, the more I come up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen on today. So we thank God for the word on today. Amen. And like you said, to sum it up, it's amen. Stand on the word of God. Stand on what the word of God has put into your heart. Stand on what you believe. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the harder you stand, the longer you stand. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. The higher you gonna go. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you on today, amen, for the word of God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, just for being you. Hallelujah. And that's God all by yourself. Praise God on today. We thank you for the word. Stand on your word. We thank you that you will be with us to take us through the fire. Hallelujah. To deliver us from the flame. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the punishment will equal promotion. And Lord, we love you. We magnify your name. We glorify you. Hallelujah. We lift you up. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. And amen. We thank God for everybody that called in and tuned in, everybody that's out there on Blog Talk Radio, and we will see y'all next time. Hallelujah. We got that word. I'm going to leave you with anything can happen. Glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God on the day.
The same way you came. make your body language prophesy. I'm stealing that for the night vision. When you say breakthrough, I need you to break out of the stuff that you're in. And I need you to break for it.
I am just one prayer.
I need you to prophesy to them and tell them, you are just here.
In here.